It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's not even a question of having to ask you, because, like, based on everything you've ever said throughout our friendship, you would not have wanted to go.
What about courtesy?
For what? Why?
Because of this.
So
this just, thing of ours.
Just to be clear, even though I am confident this would not work, and you would want no part of it.
Yeah.
I, even though I've known you for over two decades, have to clear this with you?
It's not clear, but
no,
you
that's
know,
what it sounds like.
It's just a common courtesy. You extend, I extend. It doesn't go anywhere, but at least we did the common courtesy of exchange.
You're hanging out in the break room. Ron's just classic rock 96.5 WCMF. Let's, we got to back this up because Tommy has been weird today.
Oh, weird.
Very passive aggressive.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay.
You're a little off.
So we have to back this up to last week. I got my Bills season tickets,
right,
and went to the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And we've talked about on the show, I'm a little bit neurotic about Bills games.
Mm. You have a very short list of people that you're willing to not only tailgate with, but go into the game with.
There are five people in the world I can watch a football game with at the stadium. Mm. My brother, who was already going to the game. My buddy Jimmy, who was already going to the game. Mm. My wife, who wanted to go to my daughter's hockey game, which I totally understand. Fine, okay. Kimmy. Mm-hmm. Who I asked and
made
was like,
the list.
I don't want to leave my husband behind. He's off that day.
Well, yeah.
And then Kimmy's husband, who I then tried to call, but Kimmy said if I called him, she would be upset with me because she didn't want to leave him behind, so he couldn't do that. So I'm out of people to go with.
Right.
And because of that.
So you blew through your five fingers.
Yes. And I was debating going by myself.
Right.
And I was talking about this not only at home, but here at work. Bless you, Kimmy.
Bless. I said too.
Thank you.
And I said it in front of one of our coworkers down the hall. Hope, she works on the country station. Yeah. She's worked with us for a couple of months now. Really sweet kid.
But she's not a baller.
Yeah.
What is, she don't know nothing about balling.
Okay. No, that's just it. She doesn't watch football at all.
No, she's an ignorant child.
But when I said, like, to Kimmy and was talking about it in front of her, she goes, I'll go. And I was like, what? She's like, I'll go.
Yeah.
And the reason I can't go with anybody else is I don't want to get in a football argument with that person.
Okay, because so you eliminate that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, I thought it would be fun to, like, watch somebody experience, like, this experience for the first time. It's like seeing it through, like, new eyes again.
Okay.
And she's a really nice kid.
She's a sweetheart of a kid, but not anybody I could see going to a Bills game.
No, but we've
she ain't that type.
Spend enough time with her at this point to know that we all get along. We get hang out with her outside of this room.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, sure. Let's give this a shot. So I went to the game with her yesterday. It was great. But on Friday, Kimmy, while Tommy was out of the room, you pointed something out to me.
What's that?
Well, I was thinking, you know, because we were talking about this out loud and you were kind of saying, you know, trying to find somebody to go with the game.
You were getting a little desperate.
Yeah.
And you did ask me in front of Tommy, and you brought up the other people you asked in front of Tommy, but you never asked Tommy.
Not even an inkling. Even
though you kind of knew his answer was no.
You extend the thought.
I was a little surprised you didn't even say, well, you don't even want to go anyways,
didn't
right?
Didn't even get that. Didn't even get a thought. Like, you went through your five fingers.
You weren't even a thought.
I should be the sixth finger.
Why?
I should be like this guy over here.
Like that.
Okay.
I should be that guy. See that sixth finger?
Uh-huh.
That should be me. Not Hope. Hope is not the sixth finger.
In Pat's defense, though, you have talked about...
No finger for Hope.
You have talked about how much you do not enjoy the atmosphere at Bills games.
No, it's too much jackassery.
So, to his point, why would he ask you?
Because I'll tell you why. First of all, I'd be fun on the way up because we'd have a lot of fun joking.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And we'd have fun on the way back.
Yeah. And what about all the in between?
Well, first of all, I can drink my damn face off. Okay. You know that's right. Look at his face. His face don't come standard. You got to drink it. I drank this look.
It's almost off, yeah.
I drank this look, son.
But you don't drink beer.
Hope don't. No, but I drink beer. I drank, but I'll drink with it. What did Hope have yesterday?
I had to go get her High Noons. That's
High Noon. It's a soda water, man. It ain't even drinking.
It's straight vodka, isn't it?
No, it ain't straight vodka.
It's a lot of vodka. I had to go to the liquor store to buy it. Thumbs down
it's,
for the
it's,
man.
It's girl drink.
Okay, so let me
Hope
just...
and a girl drink. Well. Okay. At the Bills game.
But she's still having a good time, right?
She had a blast. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. All right, so let me ask you this question. Right. And the phone number is
way more fun than Hope.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Would you have gone to the game?
No.
So shut up! Are you seriously
mad? I would have just said, bro, I appreciate it, but I want you to go have fun.
Okay.
You just wanted to be asked
so you
could say no.
How about a little attention? How about just a little courtesy?
A little attention. I look you in the face and talk to you for 4 hours every single day. Is that not enough attention?
Apparently not.
Okay. Is this a generational thing, 252-WCMF?
What, courtesy, decorum, couth?
Look, man, I knew you didn't want to go. All you do every time going to a Bills game comes up on this show is crap all over every Bills game you've ever been to. You hate it. Amateur hour drinking. So why, if I knew you were going to say no, would I ask you? It's not like we're new coworkers, right? Like, I've known you over 20 years. I know you don't want to go.
Right.
We've known each other long enough where I don't have to ask you.
Apparently you do.
No,
were you honestly surprised that he didn't consider you?
A little bit. It was painful.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It really threw off my whole weekend.
Okay.
I couldn't digest a decent meal all weekend thinking about Hope sitting in my seat.
Would you watch Goodfellas instead of going to the game? Is that what you did? did you even have Sunday free? Could you have gone?
No, I had Bill Grace.
Yeah, you were working, you idiot, which I was saying out loud into the microphone. This is the weirdest thing, and I don't think Tommy's the only guy his age to do this. Like, I don't want to go.
You want to be included in the plans, but you don't want to go. Actually,
right. Give me the out. Give me the courtesy of coming with the out.
No, but here's what's even funnier, Kimmy, about that generation, and I've seen my dad do this. Maybe you've seen your dad do this. They want the courtesy of being asked, right? And if you don't ask, they'll be super butthurt. But if you do ask, they'll insult everything you're going to do.
Why would I want to do that?
It's stupid. I don't want to do that. You're dumb. It's ugly. So my options are to either not ask you and have you be a little bitch this morning.
Be butthurt.
Okay. Or
my buttocks.
To ask you and then have to spend 30 minutes hearing about how my ideas suck. That day's going to suck. You're dumb. I don't want to hang out with you there.
Yeah, and you rob me of all that.
Okay.
All of that. You take that all away from me. What do I have left in my life, my old age?
Okay.
But mockery.
You also don't seem like an easygoing person when it comes to like a tailgate atmosphere. Like, I'd be worried if I was Pat, like, what kind of food does Tommy want to eat? Because,
standard man food.
And who are you going to
vegetable tray.
Bring him around where he's not going to get annoyed with everybody?
You hate all of my friends that were there yesterday.
Right, all your friends were annoying, man.
So shut up, then! You could hang out with Jimmy, drunken Ryan, my brother.
Yeah, I like Ryan here. I don't know if I like Ryan in a parking lot.
Parking lot Ryan,
I don't think I like parking lot. Jimmy, I don't like. Who else was there?
I don't think anyone else you'd know.
I probably don't like him, though.
252-WCMF. I have five people in the world I can go to a Bills game with. All five of them are already going to the game or wouldn't go with me, Kimmy. So Hope, who works down the hall in the country station, she had never
Did she fit in?
She didn't judge everybody he was with.
She fit in great. It was a blast. Like, she was, like, watching the game and, like, learning things.
Did she make you laugh?
She did, actually.
What did she mock?
This is like...
Well, I can't really say because you're sitting right in front of me.
This is like an ex wanting to know about your ex's new girlfriend.
Are you jealous? What is
she like? Lighting me up?
Is she funnier than me?
No, she wasn't.
Does she like the same things I like?
You're not really jealous.
I am now.
Kimmy, if anyone's going to be jealous, it should be Kimmy. I mean, I've known Kimmy less. Not as much time.
I did want to go to the game, but...
I get Kimmy going. I understand that.
But now we're just looking. Now you're just looking for people general.
I wasn't planning on asking her. It just came up.
So you would rather he went by himself than he asked somebody else?
She wouldn't even be my. So he went down the hall, right?
Yeah.
All right. She would not have been my first pick in that room.
Why? Hey. Who would you have picked?
Why? Who?
If I went down to Country Station, yeah. I look at those three people.
Sure.
I ain't picking the Hope Girl with the flower, the daisies, and the piece this and that.
Who are you picking?
Eat more vegetables.
Who are you picking?
Yeah.
I think I'm going with a man's man.
Bo?
A name that's synonymous with football. Mr. Auburn, right?
Yeah, he went to Auburn.
Bo Jackson.
Okay, yeah, no, Bo's great. I like Bo.
You got
a
Bo Jackson.
No, I like Bo.
Bo Jackson or Hope.
Hi, Bo. Hi, go Bills. Go Bills.
And she's a peacock all the time.
Hope.
No, I like Bo just fine, but like I'm neurotic about watching games. I don't think he's like a diehard Bills
fan. He's a straight up whiskey drinking, so chewing tobacco, bare knuckle kind of guy, man. Or Hope.
You'd be less bothered if he picked somebody who you feel like fit the football scene better.
A burly man.
Okay, can
Big squatty man.
I do want to point out
what?
That you and Hope have way more things in common.
Yes, yes, you do.
Than you and Bo.
Like what?
Even people you know from back in the day.
What? Yeah, you have history.
Do Hope and I have in common?
Like, bro.
As a man.
You and Hope are the same person.
Maybe that's why I hate her.
Okay.
And I don't hate her.
I love that you said it. Maybe that's why I hate her. I don't hate her, guys.
I don't hate her.
Guys, I don't hate her, except I always
say she's a great kid?
She is a great kid.
She's a sweetheart.
I got to know her more yesterday.
Yeah. Take her to a football game, otherwise Tommy's going to get jealous.
But I know enough of Hope now that I'm done with Hope.
Like, yeah, I'm got enough of Hope.
I think she's been done with you, though.
No, I'm full of Hope. I'm done with the Hope. And after this... Forget about it. There is no Hope.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Took Hope from down the hall to the Bills game. I have five people I can go with. Mm-hmm. All five.
She added another.
Well, yeah, because she didn't know anything about football. Yeah. And I thought, well, like all the things that I would be bothered by. And I did have to like give her a preface up front. I had to ask her questions about herself. And then on the way down.
She had to go through an interview first.
She did. I did have to interview. And then I also then had to like warn her on the way down. Like, I'm very neurotic. I'm going to talk to myself during the game. I sway. It's a very Rain Man situation.
Yeah.
So don't be alarmed. And nothing was uncomfortable. Like, okay, there was one uncomfortable moment.
Whatever.
So she's Gen Z, right?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So the girl's in her 20s, right?
Yeah. The girl's in her 20s.
Miss High Noon.
So she's big on TikTok. Okay. That's like her thing.
Yeah.
So she goes, can I ask you one favor? Yeah, no problem. She goes, can we shoot a TikTok in the stadium?
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
So you're going to be in this.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the TikTok. So yeah. I'm gonna do it with her. Fine, fine, fine. And then she's like, oh, can you just film me real quick? And she's like dancing to this song that was part of the TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting down and she's standing up and I'm filming her like dancing.
Yeah. Right.
And in that moment, despite the fact that she asked me to do this, I have never felt like more of a creep in my life.
What, middle-aged man filming young girl dancing on TikTok?
Yeah,
seems pretty common to me.
The age gap is just outside this is a weird thing to do.
Like, even
and something that wouldn't have happened if you asked me to go.
That we can't guarantee that.
That's true.
No, like, it was so uncomfortable. Like, when it was done, I go, listen, please don't ever ask.
She's dancing on your film. Yeah, that's.
It was very, very.
Yeah, that's
strange.
Very creepy.
All right, so Kimmy, do you agree? Do you are you with Tommy that you have to ask everybody else when you're making plans in front of people? Even if you know they want no part of it.
Maybe you should just throw it out there so they can say no to your.
I would do it to you because if I had something that I and even I know if you didn't
next
like
time,
it.
Now that we know you're bothered.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thrown you just the courtesy ask.
No, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Like, I would think like he's showing you more respect by just not asking you because he knows you that well that he already knows your answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're such a good friend that he didn't even think twice about asking you because he just figured, why would I bother Tommy with that?
You're such a good friend. I don't even think about you.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because, like, you know, there are little things like a football game that you shouldn't invite people.
Right.
Right. No, yeah. Should not.
Well, yeah. Okay. Then, not consequential.
That non-consequential or consequential. Either one.
Consequential. Hey, look who's here. The grammar police.
It's called words. It's not grammar. It's called
you can't have grammar without words.
Then there are like big things, Kimmy. Like you would never imagine inviting someone to in front of someone else or talking about.
Oh, like
a wedding.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Kimmy, you want to catch up on the new listeners possibly to what happened 10 years ago?
Ooh, yeah, was it 10 years ago probably now? Less, yeah. We're coming up on that anniversary, aren't we?
Yeah.
I guess I won't be celebrating, though, because I wasn't invited to the wedding that you brought up multiple times in this room.
On the air, off the air.
On the air, off the air.
Hold the
In front
phone.
Of me. I'm pretty sure you gave Pat his invitation in front of me.
On mic. On mic.
Hold on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was getting married.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you had just started on the show.
She had been here for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I
was a solid like 2 years in at that point.
Absolutely.
Listen, man, I'm old. Uh-huh. A lot of old people. I didn't think you would be interested in going. So I gave you the pass.
So you're doing me a favor, right?
You didn't know anybody there.
Oh, that's interesting you make that
And I
argument.
Can't have your husband coming in and speed eating through all the hors d'oeuvres like locusts when I've got old people trying to get up there and trying to chew their food. It was not a dietary need.
I don't know if you're trying to make me feel better right now.
You want to go to my nursing home wedding?
I mean, it would have been nice to be included.
Oh, I mean, she could have said no. You should have asked her. You should have asked her.
I didn't even get a... You don't even want to go, right? Nothing like that.
He it was reveled just in the fact up. That he didn't invite you and kept talking
hold on,
about
hold on.
It.
Whoa. You know what she did?
What?
Because she could have one-upped me. She could have double-classed my ass.
Yeah.
Even though I did invite her, and I did it because I didn't think she'd want to go.
Oh, sure.
If she would have pulled the class move was give me a gift anyway, even though she wasn't invited, like that would have been in my face.
Why would I have done that?
Because that would be you would be the bigger person.
Because I want a gift? What? How would that be? Why do
if
I
you
would have
thrown me $100, even though you weren't invited, it would have been a class move on you and made me look bad.
Okay. You look bad without it. You already look
bad. I
mean,
I'll take the $100 now if you've got it. Because I'm short this week, Ben.
Okay, now I feel less bad about what happened.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, don't ever ask me, because I'm not doing nothing.
Do you want to go to the Dolphins game?
No, I'm not going to that. That's the game I went to last time where everybody got arrested.
Here we go again.
Oh, my God, they had to bring an officer incognito when they dragged that chick out. We wouldn't shut up. I can still hear her in my thoughts.
Speaking of not shutting up, let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're going to try and steal something,
yeah,
you got to be smart about it.
All right.
Using that stolen thing cannot happen in the place you took it. And although we don't have many details in this story, if the allegations are true, there may be a reason why this man we're going to tell you about has been arrested. Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. You know where we haven't been in a while?
Where's that?
Seneca Falls.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we find a man who is in some trouble this morning.
Whatever.
Police say this man was arrested after they discovered a stolen bike at his home.
A bicycle or motorcycle?
Bicycle, like pedal with your feet.
Gotcha.
This came after an investigation into said stolen bike. He has been arrested, charged with criminal possession of stolen property. He has a court date coming up. So if the allegations are true, and by the way, he's not facing charges yet for stealing the bike, just for possessing it.
Right.
But in a hypothetical situation, if you steal a bike in a tiny town, and you use that bike, what are you doing, bro?
You dumb.
Seneca Falls is an itty-bitty town.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How many bikes are in that town?
7 bikes.
Yeah.
We looked it up. No, Kimmy, can you Google the population of Seneca Falls, please? Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's got to be a C here.
Like, you can drive through the whole town of Seneca Falls in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Take it all in.
So if you're gonna steal a bike from someone in Seneca Falls, the only place in the world you could not use that bike is Seneca Falls.
Yeah, you'd have to pedal it out of town.
It would actually be easier to steal a coworker's shirt and wear it to work the next day because that coworker would at least have to question if you shop at the same store he does, right? Like, even if they had a hole in that shirt, you'd be like, "What? Did he tear a hole in the same shirt that I bought?" Right? There's no way you are not getting caught if you steal a small town bike and then ride that bike around that town.
Yeah, you're cold busted.
Kimmy, population of Seneca Falls.
So the estimate last year was just under 9,000.
It's actually higher than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's about 8,800 and some change.
I mean,
but how many bikes do you think exist in 9,000 people?
It had to be an adult bicycles.
That's what we think.
Little kiddie bikes.
So, all right, so let's say 9,000 people, a third of them are adults. Is that fair? All right, so let's go with 2/3. I'm sorry, 6,000 people.
Okay.
All right, and of those 6,000, how many are like regular adult bike riders?
Well, you wouldn't have to be that. You would just have to own a bike.
Yeah.
Well, it means you made the purchase. It means
you're
a biker.
So is it possible there's 2,000 bikes in Seneca Falls?
No way.
Wait, I'm telling
you. But that's like Amsterdam number.
No, it's
or like
not.
Beijing.
No.
No, because again, it's not like everybody's out on their bikes all the time.
Bro,
all
you
at
probably
once.
Got less than 1,000 bicycles
no.
in that. Adult bicycles.
You took less than 1,000 bikes for there
adult.
Being about 9,000 people.
That's about the right
one
dispersal.
In nine, or one in.
The right dispersal. We're basing this on nothing. All right. If we have 6,000 adults, let's go with 6,000 adults we're estimating, right?
Yeah.
2,000 bikes, that's 1/3. 1 in 3 people owning a bicycle as an adult is not out of the question. Kimmy, can we get a Google how many American adults own a bicycle?
Adult bike.
Adult, yeah, that would be American adults, you idiot.
It's low. Look how fat we are.
Everybody's on bikes now, man.
Bro, not everybody.
I own a bicycle. Do you own a bicycle?
I've never owned an adult bicycle.
Okay, Kimmy, do you own a bicycle?
I do not, but my husband does.
So 1 in 3
that
adults.
I gotta see. What? Dancing bear on a bicycle.
1 in 3 adults in the break room own a bicycle. Kimmy?
So according to, I'm not sure what the source is.
Sure.
But the first thing that pops up is it says approximately 50% of American adults own a bicycle.
Ooh.
That is ass wrong.
This
ass
means
wrong?
Roughly
ass
half
wrong.
Of the adult population in the U.S. has access to a bike.
Man, we ain't using them.
Yeah, we are.
Bro, we'd be slammed in the streets with bikes.
We'd be slammed in the streets. Well, yeah, we're also, I mean, like...
we're too fat to pedal.
Oh, for God's sakes. You're not fat. You don't own a bike.
Don't need one. Naturally fit.
Is that what it is? I've seen you fat. No, you're not. You eat fennel every day, and you got push-up day and squat day.
Squat days
sit
with your mama.
Day.
Squatty, squat, squat.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a man who was arrested for possession of stolen property. He had a bike in Seneca Falls. Police got that after an investigation. And we're trying to figure out if he was the one who stole the bike.
Yeah.
Did you steal a bike from Seneca Falls and ride it around Seneca Falls and think you wouldn't get caught?
And I wonder if it was like a unique bicycle. Like it had something that stood out too. Because I know a guy that bought a Hutt bicycle. And when we were on the old show, and he knew it was stolen, but it was a really unique bicycle that you just knew you were going to get busted. It was those bicycles where you pump the handlebars to drive. How many of those do you think are in Rochester? True. Not many. Because
he bought it knowing it was stolen?
Knowing it was stolen and a unique looking bike. This technology was new where you pump the handlebars and that's how you pedal to get like your upper body. And he's pedaling it around the parking lot, and we're all laughing our ass off going, bro, you're going to get busted.
And did he?
Did he?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Did he actually get busted?
Do you know?
Yes, he got busted.
I think he got busted.
I know he got busted. Yeah, you do. I can't ask him.
Yeah, because I'm guessing most
people. He's no longer here.
We got it. Why do you always make every story the most depressing story at the end?
Not bad.
I also know a lot of people who bike regularly. They always have some kind of addition. They always make some kind of tweak
that
to
sticks
the bike.
Out.
Yeah. Whether it's a basket to carry stuff or like.
And how bad are you going, man? Stealing a goddamn bicycle.
Well, I mean, look, man, I don't know. Like, people steal bikes all the time. It's got to be
But usually, kids are like something like that.
No, I mean, you underestimate how expensive bikes have gotten. We've talked about this in the past.
Remember, was it like during the pandemic too? It was tough to come by. Like, it was.
Yeah, but that's over.
People were having a hard time finding one. Like new bikes to buy.
No, but it's bike technology that's come so far. Like, in all sincerity, like.
Do you think they got like some high end bike out in Seneca Falls?
Yeah, of course they do, man. I mean, it's a very crunchy granola town.
Yeah, Seneca but I would think country guy is going to do like more of a country bicycle.
No, but it's
if things are like quaint and walkable, you might have more bikes around.
But you think it's going to be a nice bike?
I would think so. Like, if you, there are like bike shops you can go to where you're going to spend anywhere between $1,000 and $10,000 on a bike.
Yeah, you're insane.
And then even at Walmart and Target now, like an adult bike, they can run you $250 to $350 each. There ain't like the $99 bikes anymore.
Jesus Christ.
It's not a. You make it sound like a disaster movie.
Jesus
Christ, the asteroid's coming. Oh my God. Bikes are 100.
Two G's for a bike.
Yeah, I mean, it's an investment.
And what?
Your body?
Your body?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're...
You ain't going to use it, bro.
Bro, you know more than anybody, especially in Pittsburgh.
I do see
the
bikes.
You have these gangs
of bicyclists.
But that's, you got to be like one of those high-end, like Mike Catalana. Goddamn millionaire bicycle.
Got to have the gear to go along with it.
Oh, he's got the big gear, and you can see it through his shorts.
Okay. How many other men's penises are we going to have talked about into a microphone this week?
I don't know. What are we up to so far?
I think two.
All right.
252 WCMF. All right, let me ask you this question. With this man in Seneca Falls arrested for possession of stolen property with a bike that police say they found on him, how much would a stolen bike have to be worth where you'd understand why someone reported it stolen? Because you have this weird thing where you will only call the cops for things you think matter.
Right.
Right? Not for an actual crime being committed.
Right.
So if that bike that was stolen was worth $300.
I ain't calling a cop. The raggedy-ass kid bike. We're going to have wobbly chain on it.
No, my bike was like $250 when I got it a couple years ago, and I would call the cops if somebody swiped it.
That's you.
Okay, what's
you're always looking for a reason to turn people in. I'm not busting. I'm going to make the cops come out. What does it look like? It's a bicycle. What do you think it's worth? $200.
Yeah, but it's
we'll get to you Tuesday.
But it's my bicycle.
Oh, for God's sake.
You should report crimes in your neighborhood.
I feel violated. They stole my bicycle.
You should also report crimes in your neighborhood so they know that there's crime happening.
Yeah.
They already know crime's happening.
Oh, my God. Not if you don't tell them, they don't.
They got the radios.
How do you think they find out through the radio?
From other cops.
When I call
them. And narcs. Okay. And narcs. I'm not a narc.
So what's the minimum price where you would understand someone called for a stolen bicycle?
Okay. In my household, it's probably $500.
Okay.
But in my world, it's $1,000.
$1,000.
So like if I had a $500 bike and it got ripped off,
yeah.
I probably wouldn't call. I would just chalk it up to, you idiot, you got your bike stolen.
Okay.
My wife is going to insist I call the cops.
Okay.
So I would be calling the cops.
At 500.
Under duress. Under wife point.
If you were living alone, $850 bike, you'd just let that walk.
I
probably would.
Can I follow?
No, well, no, I said 500.
No, you said 500. Your 1,000? Wife, you 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000, I think.
I love he makes his own point, and I got to explain it back.
Well,
to
I you. Wasn't thinking straight.
Yeah, no kidding.
Would you be more likely to call if you'd ever, because my husband had his bike stolen when we were living over on Park Ave. Somebody cut the chain.
Oh.
But all he had to do was file like a report over the phone. Like he never actually, like they never had to like come over and take a report or anything. Like it was a pretty easy process of just reporting it.
No.
Not that he got it back or anything, but I think like knowing that the cops maybe aren't going to show up at your house, is that why you're also hesitant to call?
Yeah, because they're not going to break out the SWAT team over some stupid bicycle.
Right.
They
maybe just like making the phone call wouldn't be too bad.
And you're never going to get it back, man.
Again, it's not about getting it back. It's just letting them know like things are happening here. All so right. If there is a pattern, the police can do their job.
I don't like to bother them.
Do you not know how crime and all that, like, you know, stopping crime works?
Yes, I know how it works.
Barely you don't.
People do bad things and the cops bust them.
252 WCMF. Folks have been waiting patiently as we ramble. Again, we're talking about this man who was arrested for possession of stolen property after police say they found a bike that had been taken on his property in Seneca Falls. And he's not being charged with taking the bike, right? But, I mean, if he did you ride a bike around Seneca Falls that you stole in Seneca Falls?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Brendan. Hey, Brendan, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Brendan, what up?
Well, I'm actually out here in Seneca Falls doing a job right now.
All right.
And there are people on bikes all day, every day.
That's weird.
Big bike town.
I heard there were only 7 bikes in the whole town.
So where are these adults going in Seneca Falls on their bicycle?
Work, maybe?
I don't know. We got the Seneca Rivers right here.
All right, Brendan, your phone's killing me, buddy. I got to let you go, but thank you for the call. I appreciate you. From Brendan's eyes.
Bikes everywhere.
All are slammed.
No, I mean, the
that makes sense.
The more quaint the town, Kimmy, the more bikes you're going to
see. I always figured those people, like those out of town, like Tour de France jerks, you know, take like these 100-mile bike trips, not like locals.
You think it's people rolling through on their bikes?
No, we know people that do long distance biking.
Yes, but it's not, you don't see groups of people.
Local yokel biker.
Okay.
In the country.
All right.
Okay.
And your little pedal pants.
Let's take a break. You know, the Bills game wasn't the only sports thing this weekend. In fact, it was jam-packed.
Yeah, you were saying.
Number one, Texas goes down.
Yeah.
Alabama goes down in college football. You had football all Sunday. You got a doubleheader Monday Night Football tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, we have pennant winners in both the AL and NL over the weekend. Mm. The Yankees and Dodgers will face off in the World Series starting this week.
Coast to coast.
Oh, yeah.
It is a dream for Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You have two premier franchises, coast to coast, as you said.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Wait, when was the last time they met in the World Series? The 70s?
It might have even been before that.
No, I know they met in the 70s.
In the Dodgers?
The Dodgers and the Yankees played in the World Series in the 70s.
Okay, and you calm down.
Well, because it was that way, because Linda Ronstadt got out and sang the national anthem
and
the Dodger Jaggins.
The last time the Yankees played the Dodgers in the World Series was 1981.
81, okay.
That's what I said, 1970.
1970-81.
Yeah.
But yeah, you also have two of the biggest stars in baseball, Aaron Judge in his pinstripe, Shohei Ohtani in L.A., who might be the greatest baseball player to ever live. Have you been watching what he's doing?
The Japanese guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's been fun because I don't think most people ever get to watch that guy play.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But so he's a big dude that can steal bases.
He can pitch. He can hit. He's fast. By the way.
When's the last time you saw a big dude steal? Those guys were always little.
Yeah, the guy's nuts. And you're right, Kimmy. I haven't had a chance to watch him like a full...
Like, I've seen highlights, but to your point, like, I don't know if I've really ever sat down to watch games that he's been playing in.
And I don't think he can speak any English, right? I think he has to have an interpreter the whole time.
Well, that's what got him in trouble with all his money. But no, I guess he's getting better, according to reports. I guess it takes time. But what I'm getting at is there's a lot to love about this series.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Every angle you want is covered. You're going to have casual to non-baseball fans tuning in because of the major cities. And you'll be watching, Kimmy?
Yeah, I'll be watching for sure.
I'll be watching?
It's great to have something on football's off days,
Agreed.
Too.
Yeah.
And Tommy will be watching, too.
Absolutely.
But not for any of the reasons we just named.
But I'm a huge fan.
Of?
Dodger Stadium. I don't know why, but that stadium looks so cool when they show it on television. And I've watched a lot of like movies and like things on Netflix where they use Dodger Stadium as the backdrop or prop in some of the segments.
Mm.
And it just looks so damn cool. Like those aerial shots.
The aerial shots look cool when the city's in the background. But the stadium itself isn't facing the city. It's facing away from the city. So you don't get that view when you're in the stadium.
Yeah, I've never been. I've never been to Los Angeles. But it looks so effing cool.
Okay. So you're going to watch the World Series for the stadium.
Yeah.
And not only are you going to watch for the stadium, arguably the dumpy, now that they're out of Oakland, it is the dumpiest stadium.
So you're saying it's horrible.
It's a dump. Okay, I haven't been there in 18.
You've been there.
The last time I was there was like 12 years ago, maybe.
So you both and have been to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Suck.
And I remember we had decent seats, but the paint was chipping off from the seats, like, and getting under our, like, we were like, what is all this dust all over us? It was literally the paint chipping off the seat.
No, it's a dump. It's like, I'm telling you, man.
It looks so cool.
Look, I'm with you. Yeah. Like, driving into Chavez Ravine was cool. Like, the ghosts of Dodger Stadium, like, being in there, you feel the history of it. But the stadium itself sucks.
I mean, they may have been making improvements. It might be one of those things where they keep putting a Band-Aid on things throughout the year. So they may have made some improvements since we were both there last.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. But even when you watch the broadcast, because I've been watching the Mets-Dodgers series, which was a great series. That was fun for everybody. When the ball was sailing into the outfield, whether it was a home run, like when you get to the seats, you can see what a dump it is. Like, there's discoloration on, like, over the fence. Like,
oh, I thought it was supposed to look like that. It was like, you know, what do they call that, like, stressed look?
No, that's just how it looks. I don't get why a building is going to make you tune in.
I don't. I mean, listen, I'm going to get bored with it fast. But I know I at least got at least four innings.
He's the one that
over
waits.
Over the course of the World Series.
He's the one that waits for the commercial breaks just so they can see him, like, zooming out of the stadium.
And when they come back.
And then they come back in.
It's weird for not being a sports fan how obsessed with stadiums you are, because you were fighting hard for the new Bills Stadium, despite Kimmy and
just
I not wanting
it. Watch it on TV?
Yeah, you just wanted to see it on TV.
Right. I don't know. I mean, there's just certain stadiums that are just like Wrigley looks cool on TV.
Sure.
You know? Appreciate the architecture.
Yeah, I guess. I always like when a stadium's in a city.
It does look cool.
It looks way cooler because, like, the Bills Stadium's, man, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
I know, but here's
it's like same thing with, like, Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
Look, I agree with you, but here's the problem.
It's got no class.
If it was downtown and you went to a Bills game downtown, you
dump.
Bitch, four hours to get out of the parking lot. I don't feel safe walking
not
around.
For me.
Had my arms on my purse the whole time.
Oh, a lot of sketch. I like sketchy on television.
Jeff writes us on Instagram. He says Fenway is worse than Dodger Stadium, in my opinion. I've never been to Fenway.
I've been to Fenway.
Yeah, but Fenway has that historical thing going. You almost want it to be kind
grimy.
Of old feeling. Yeah, I think that's something you're looking for when you go there.
You went to Fenway. Was it a dump?
It was so long ago, I don't remember. It was old.
Sure.
And I remember, like, the one thing I thought was funny
about
was
he's
there
so
was
old, he went to it when it was nice.
Yes. You know, all the guys, you know, had beards. And the one thing I noticed is that there was a lot of obstructed views there.
Mm-hmm. There are.
That people pay, and knowing that they're going to have to, like, look around a pole just to watch this team. And they weren't even good then.
Well, that's your Saturday night, though, right?
What's that?
Paying to look around a pole. 252 WCMF, 252-9263, with the Yankees and the Dodgers winning their pennants, respectively, meeting in the World Series. There's a lot to love about this World Series. It may be the most exciting World Series of the last 25 years, and Tommy will only be watching because he thinks that Dodger Stadium is cool and the scene of Chavez Ravine. By the way, anyone that's been in Dodger Stadium also knows traffic getting out of there.
But it's LA.
Well, it's on a hill. You have, like, one way up and one way down.
Well, no.
You go up.
Yeah, you go up to go up.
Yeah.
Because it's in a ravine.
Yeah.
Because it's like dug into the ground.
I remember
like
having to climb a hill.
Yeah, it's dug into the ground.
On the way in.
But like, you know, they always make fun of LA sports fans for showing up in the fourth inning and leaving in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. My old man, my brother, and I, my dad, we went out to LA. This is the bum trip we took where he.
Glommed?
He glommed onto my mother's aunt.
Or is it what he never met?
Yes, mother's great aunt. No, he met her one time before when he glommed onto her to take his buddies to the Super Bowl in Pasadena, the Bills' third Super Bowl. He rented a convertible Chrysler Sebring.
To, like, tool around L.A.? I love L.A.
That song played so many times in that damn Sebring. So we're in a convertible Chrysler Sebring.
Three big boys.
In it's not the best neighborhood in L.A. At least it wasn't when
we
were there.
Yeah, it's South Central in that area.
Yeah, we're driving through there in an open Chrysler Sebring, stuck in traffic with absolutely nowhere to go. Just, all right, check us out, man. Look at those mountains. Look at those trees. Yeah. Look at that man. Oh, my God, what's he doing? 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. So I don't know why someone said that the Fenway Park was a bad baseball park to go to. I'm not really a baseball fan, but my wife loves Red Sox. So we went on our honeymoon, and I thought it was an amazing ballpark.
Well, you're a big spender taking your wife to the ball game for your honeymoon. What was that, a six-hour drive?
We went to Maine, stayed in Maine, but we were three
Stop
hours
Stop bragging,
outside of Boston.
Man. Wait, you took in two states on your honeymoon?
What? That's a nice honeymoon.
I know.
Maine is a nice
You're still
honeymoon.
The same time zone.
You literally just bragged about going to Kennebunkport, you bitch. You were saying, Petey, I'm sorry.
I thought that the Fenway Park was in really good shape when we went. I mean, I didn't see anything that was in disrepair.
It used to be in a rough neighborhood, Roxbury, which was not a good neighborhood.
Well, we parked probably a mile and a half away because there was the only spot to park.
Hey, big spender. Hey, honey, enjoy your honeymoon. Get out and walk, bitch.
It was $80 for the parking.
I ain't spent no $80.
Don't let him get you, Pete.
His honeymoon. Now shut up and eat your hot dog.
Hang in the pocket, Petey.
And we're splitting our beer.
I'll get it back tomorrow on where they wine it because he's got the dumbest guesses in the where they wine it history.
Yeah. Okay, Pete, you could have done better. But good try. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Petey.
Yeah.
Have a good rest of the day.
It's a mile. I ain't spent no $80. Welcome to your honeymoon, baby.
We're going to have the best time of our lives together. $80! I will enjoy your stadium watching.
Yes.
In the World Series.
When does it start? Soon, right?
I didn't get a start date because the Yankees won.
It starts this weekend, I think.
Or not Yankees. Dodgers won last. No. This coming weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
I can never tell with baseball because sometimes a series is over and they start like the next day.
Yeah
Friday. Okay. It's game one.
All right, cool.
All right, so Friday. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying you get to stay up and actually watch the game. Are they in New York or are they in L.A.?
No, they're in L.A. for the first two.
Oh, buddy!
Got to take a pass on that one.
Why?
I only can watch a little bit. I'll be out of sleep.
What time's the first pitch?
9 o'clock.
Is it 9?
It says TBD right now, so I don't know.
Like Major League Baseball had a problem. Sorry, I know we're talking about a lot of baseball here. Major League Baseball used to have a problem starting the games too late. I thought Major League Baseball adjusted back down again. Because like even some of the divisional series or
More
championship
early.
Series, yeah, they had like 5 o'clock games.
Ooh, I like that.
But
I
probably not.
LA at sunset. Sharp.
Calm down over there. Glenn Frey. I can't tell you why.
I ain't walking no goddamn mile. Pay $80.
You know, the Bills game wasn't the only sports thing this weekend. In fact, it was jam-packed.
Yeah, you were saying.
Number one, Texas goes down.
Yeah.
Alabama goes down in college football. You had football all Sunday. You got a doubleheader Monday Night Football tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, we have pennant winners in both the AL and NL over the weekend. Mm. The Yankees and Dodgers will face off in the World Series starting this week.
Coast to coast.
Oh, yeah.
It is a dream for Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You have two premier franchises, coast to coast, as you said.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Wait, when was the last time they met in the World Series? The 70s?
It might have been before that.
No, I know they met in the 70s.
In the Dodgers?
The Dodgers and the Yankees played in the World Series in the 70s.
Okay, you calm down.
Well, because it was that way, because Linda Ronstadt got out and sang the national anthem
The
Dodger jacket.
The last time the Yankees played the Dodgers in the World Series was 1981.
81, okay.
That's what I said, 1970.
1970-81.
Yeah.
But you also have two of the biggest stars in baseball, Aaron Judge in his pinstripes, Shohei Ohtani in L.A., who might be the greatest baseball player to ever live. Have you been watching what he's doing?
The Japanese guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's been fun because I don't think most people ever get to watch that guy play.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But so he's a big dude that can steal bases.
He can pitch. He can hit. He's fast. By the way.
When's the last time you saw a big dude steal? Those guys were always little.
Yeah, the guy's nuts. And you're right, Kimmy. I haven't had a chance to watch him like a full...
Like, I've seen highlights, but to your point, like I don't know if I've really ever sat down to watch games that he's been playing in.
And I don't think he can speak any English, I think he has to have an interpreter the whole time.
Well, that's what got him in trouble with all his money. But I guess he's getting better, according to reports. I guess it takes time. But what I'm getting at is there's a lot to love about this series.
Oh,
every angle you want is covered. You're going to have casual to non-baseball fans tuning in because of the major cities. And you'll be watching, Kimmy?
Yeah, I'll be watching for sure.
I'll be watching?
It's great to have something on football's off days,
Agreed.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Tommy will be watching, too.
Absolutely.
But not for any of the reasons we just named.
But I'm a huge fan.
Of?
Dodger Stadium. I don't know why, but that stadium looks so cool when they show it on television. And I've watched a lot of like movies and like things on Netflix where they use Dodger Stadium as the backdrop or prop in some of the segments. Mm. And it just looks so damn cool. Like those aerial shots.
The aerial shots look cool when the city's in the background. But the stadium itself isn't facing the city. It's facing away from the city. So you don't get that view when you're in the stadium.
Yeah, I've never been. I've never been to Los Angeles. But it looks so effing cool.
Okay. So you're going to watch the World Series for the stadium.
Yeah.
And not only are you going to watch for the stadium, arguably the dumpy, now that they're out of Oakland, it is the dumpiest stadium.
So you're saying it's horrible.
It's a dump. Okay, I haven't been there in 18.
You've been there.
The last time I was there, like 12 years ago, maybe.
So you've both been to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Suck.
And I remember we had decent seats, but the paint was chipping off from the seats, like, and getting onto our, like, we were like, what is all this dust all over us? It was literally the paint chipping off the seat.
No, it's a dump. It's like, I'm telling you, man.
It looks so cool.
Look, I'm with you. Yeah. Like, driving into Chavez Ravine was cool. Like, the ghosts of Dodger Stadium, like, being in there, you feel the history of it. But the stadium itself sucks. Like,
I mean, they may have been making improvements. It might be one of those things where they keep putting a Band-Aid on things throughout the year. So they may have made some improvements since we were both there last.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. But even when you watch the broadcast, because I've been watching the Mets-Dodgers series, which was a great series. That was fun for everybody. When the ball was sailing into the outfield, whether it was a home run, like, when you get to the seats, you can see what a dump it is. Like, there's discoloration on, like, over the fence. Like,
I thought it was supposed to look like that. It was like, you know, what do they call that, stressed look?
No, that's just how it looks. I don't get why a building is going to make you tune in.
I don't. I mean, listen, I'm going to get bored with it fast. But I know I at least got at least four innings.
He's the one
over
that waits.
The course of the World Series.
He's the one that waits for the commercial breaks just so they can see him like zooming out of the stadium.
And when they come back,
and then they come back in.
It's weird for not being a sports fan how obsessed with stadiums you are, because you were fighting hard for the new Bills Stadium, despite Kimmy and
just
I not wanting
it. Watch it on TV.
Yeah, you just wanted to see it on TV.
Right. I don't know. I mean, there's just certain stadiums that are just like Wrigley looks cool on TV.
Sure.
You know? You appreciate the architecture.
Yeah, I guess. I always like when a stadium's in a city.
It does look cool.
Yeah. It looks way cooler because like the Bills Stadium's, man, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
I know, but here's
it's like the same thing with like Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
Look, I agree with you, but here's the problem.
It's got no class.
If it was downtown and you went to a Bills game downtown, you
dump.
Bitch, four hours to get out of the parking lot. I don't feel safe walking
not
around.
For me.
Had my arms on my purse the whole time.
Oh, a lot of sketch. I like sketchy on television.
Jeff writes us on Instagram. He says, Fenway is worse than Dodger Stadium, in my opinion. I've never been to Fenway.
I've been to Fenway.
Yeah, but Fenway has that historical thing going. You almost want it to be
kind of
old feeling. Yeah, I think that's something you're looking for when you go there.
You went to Fenway. Was it a dump?
It was so long ago, I don't remember. Hmm. It was old.
Sure.
And I remember, like, the one thing I thought was funny was
he's so old, he went to it when it was nice.
Yes. You know, all the guys who had beards. And the one thing I noticed is that there's a lot of obstructed views there.
Mm-hmm. There are.
That people pay, and knowing that they're going to have to, like, look around a pole just to watch this team. And they weren't even good then.
Well, that's your Saturday night, though, right?
What's that?
Paying to look around a pole. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with the Yankees and the Dodgers winning their pennants, respectively, meeting in the World Series. There's a lot to love about this World Series. It may be the most exciting World Series of the last 25 years, and Tommy will only be watching because he thinks that Dodger Stadium is cool and the scene of Chavez Ravine. By the way, anyone that's been in Dodger Stadium also knows traffic getting out of there.
Oh, it's LA.
Well, it's on a hill. You have like one way up and one way down.
Well, no.
You go up.
Yeah, you go up to go up.
Yeah.
Because it's in a ravine.
Yeah.
Because it's like dug into the ground.
I remember
like
having to climb a hill.
Yeah, it's dug into the ground.
On the way in.
But like, you know, they always make fun of LA sports fans for showing up in the fourth inning and leaving in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I get it. My old man, my brother and I, my dad, we went out to LA. This is the bum trip we took where he glommed. He glommed onto my mother's aunt.
Or is it what he never met?
Yes, mother's great aunt. No, he met her one time before when he glommed onto her to take his buddies to the Super Bowl in Pasadena, the Bills' third Super Bowl. He rented a convertible Chrysler Sebring.
To, like, tool around L.A.? I love LA.
That song played so many times in that damn Sebring. So we're in a convertible Chrysler Sebring.
Three big boys.
It's not the best neighborhood in LA. At least it wasn't when we were there.
Yeah, it's South Central in that area.
Yeah. We're driving through there in an open Chrysler Sebring, stuck in traffic with absolutely nowhere to go. All right, check us out, man. Look at those mountains. Look at those trees. Yeah. Look at that man. Oh, my God, what's he doing? 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. So I don't know why someone said that the Fenway Park was a bad baseball park to go to. I'm not really a baseball fan, but my wife loves Red Sox. So we went on our honeymoon, and I thought it was an amazing ballpark.
Well, you're a big spender taking your wife to the ball game for your honeymoon. What was that, a six-hour drive?
We went to Maine, stayed in Maine, but we were three
Stop
hours
Stop bragging,
outside of Boston.
Man. You took in two states on your honeymoon?
What? That's a nice honeymoon.
I know.
Maine is a nice honeymoon.
You're still in the same time zone.
You literally just bragged about going to Kenny Bunkport, you bitch. You were saying, Petey, I'm sorry.
I thought that the Fenway Park was in really good shape when we went. I mean, I didn't see anything that was in disrepair.
It used to be in a rough neighborhood, Roxbury, which was not a good neighborhood.
Well, we parked probably a mile and a half away because there was the only spot to park.
Hey, big spender. Hey, honey, enjoy your honeymoon. Get out and walk, bitch.
It was $80 for the parking.
I ain't spent no $80.
Don't let him get you, Pete.
His honeymoon. The shut up and eat your hot dog.
Hang in the pocket, Petey.
And we're splitting our beer.
I'll get it back tomorrow on where they wine it because he's got the dumbest guesses in the where they wine it history.
Yeah. Okay, Pete, you could have done better. But good try. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Petey.
Yeah.
Have a good rest of the day.
A mile. I ain't spent no $80. Welcome to your honeymoon, baby.
We're going
to
have the best time of our lives together. $80! All right, well, enjoy your stadium watching.
Yes.
In the World Series.
When does it start? Soon, right?
I didn't get a start date because the Yankees won.
It starts this weekend, I think.
Or not Yankees. Dodgers won last. No. This coming weekend.
Yeah,
All right, cool.
I can never tell with baseball because sometimes a series is over and they start like the next day.
Yeah,
Friday. Okay. It's game one.
All right, cool.
All right, so Friday. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying you get to stay up and actually watch the game. Are they in New York or are they in L.A.?
No, they're in L.A. for the first two.
Oh, buddy!
Gotta take a pass on that one.
Why?
I only can watch a little bit. I'll be out of sleep.
What time's the first pitch?
9 o'clock.
Is it 9?
It says TBD right now, so I don't know.
Like, Major League Baseball had a problem. Sorry, I know we're talking about a lot of baseball here. Major League Baseball used to have a problem starting the games too late. I thought Major League Baseball adjusted back down again. Because, like, even some of the divisional series or championship series, they had, 5 o'clock games.
Ooh, I like that.
But I probably not.
L.A. at sunset. Sharp.
Calm down over there. Glenn Frey. I can't tell you why.
I ain't walking no goddamn mile. Pay $80.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.